This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So very happy to welcome all of you to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center. So I'm here in foggy Southern California this morning, and just appreciating all of you for showing up and for this opportunity that we have to practice together in these challenging times, to find a place to connect and cultivate inner peace, which is so profoundly connected to outer peace as well. So we're practicing mindfulness meditation. As you know, mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So how can we more fully show up for each present moment, for the life that we're leading, whether, of course, for most of us, it's not the way we want it to be, but it is what is happening right now. And how can we show up for ourselves, show up for the people we're in relationship with, and show up for the society, the larger communities that we're part of? So today we're going to practice some basic mindfulness as we normally do. And then I also wanted to focus on a different type of meditation. So I sometimes will say that the meditation is a big category with many, many types of meditation under that category. So just like sports is a big category, hundreds of sports, meditation has many, many categories of types of meditation. So some of you have done transcendental meditation, there's movement meditation, there's guided visualizations, there's cultivation of certain quality meditations, and there's many categories and many types. What I'd like to do is kind of a visioning meditation, a meditation where we think about the world we want to live in. And the reason that I wanted to do this is there's so much strife right now, and there's a lot of incredible energy for change that's out there as well. And in order to make change, we need to hold a vision. We need to have a sense, an image, a vision of what is possible. And so we can use the meditative faculties to explore what a future world might look like that we kind of like express our deepest hopes and values and dreams. And then once we have that, it's a little bit easier to work towards that than having just like a kind of a vague idea, like, oh, I want things to be better. I want there to be justice. It's kind of vague. Whereas this is like about, it's really about setting an intention. It's about creating a sense of what is possible and setting an intention. And it feels like it's important to do things like this during these times, rather than getting mired in hopelessness and, oh no, things can't change, which I think is how a lot of us feel these days. So that being said, we will calm our minds and bodies through the practice of mindfulness, allowing ourselves to connect with ourselves and to let our wisdom mind emerge. So we'll see what happens as we do this practice, okay? All right, let's begin. Let's settle back. And eyes open or closed as you wish. If they're closed, just looking downward is fine. We're seated upright. Unless you have some kind of limitation. So there are some of you who may be in bed right now, that's totally fine. Or lying on the floor, maybe seated cross-legged, standing. The posture doesn't matter so much as long as it's something that you can hold and be at least somewhat comfortable in for this period of time. And let's take a few deep breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, inviting in a quality of ease and well-being, or at least that possibility. It may feel remote right now, but it is possible. And let's scan our body. So bringing our attention into our body, noticing what is obvious to us right now. You might feel your feet on the ground, if your feet are there, feeling the stability of the earth below us, the solidity of the ground. And then gently move your attention through your body, scanning it for areas of tension or tightness, heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness. If you notice constriction, you can allow it to soften. You can breathe more deeply into that area. Or just gently soften that part of your body as you can, the best you can. But really allowing whatever is here to be here. Some of you may experience a lot of discomfort in your body. Some of you don't. Mindfulness gives us tools for being present even with the pain in our body. And if your body is aching a lot, you can always see if you can find a part of your body that might feel at ease, like just the soles of your feet. And let that be a place where you focus your attention. Then very gently noticing if there is some physical pain, bringing your attention there just for a moment or two, and then going back to where it's easy, like your feet or your hands. And then let's check out our emotional state. How are we doing right now? As we begin this meditation, I know for me, every day is so different. Sometimes, various parts of the day, I'm feeling different things quite significantly. So just whatever is happening for you right in this moment, right in this moment, what are you feeling? And see if you can make space for whatever you find. Just let it be here. Sadness, frustration, anger, fear, joy, pleasure. Allowing ourselves to be human is a big piece of being mindful. Just to be the human beings that we are. And so as you check into your emotions and let them be there without trying to shut them down or run away from them. And sometimes there's nothing happening. You just are feeling neutral, fine. Just notice what is present here for you. And breathe. You might quickly just take stock of what's happening in your mind. What's my mind like right now? Am I feeling present, connected, spacey, spaced out, sleepy, sluggish? Am I noticing a particular thought that's recurring? We're just checking in really gently to our bodies, to our emotions, to our minds, so that we have a full picture of what's happening in this moment. And we're practicing mindfulness. We're practicing being in this present moment with what is. As we do this, the skills develop. It gets easier to be present with a whole range of things as our mindfulness grows and grows over time. For now, we just practice for a moment here and there. So let's turn our attention now to the sounds around us. Listening to the sounds as they come and go. Not getting lost in a story about the sounds. I like the sound, I don't like the sound, but just listening. Notice the effect of doing listening meditation. For some people, it can feel quite calming. For others, it might be a little bit frustrating or making you space out. So just notice the impact of listening as a form of meditation. Not analyzing what you're listening to. You might have a thought like, oh, that's a dog barking in the distance or something, but that's fine. See if you can put most of your attention on listening itself. And now bringing your attention into your body again, noticing your body breathing, tuning into where you feel the breath the clearest, your abdomen rising and falling, your chest expanding and contracting, the air moving through your nose. So we're really staying with the physicality of the breathing, not our idea of breath, not an image necessarily of breath, but what the feel of the breath is like in this moment, in this body and mind. The natural breath. In other words, just letting it do what it does, in and out through your nose. So let's find one place to focus on your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose. Or the listening meditation you can return to. Some people even do practices where their main focus is the sensations that change in their feet or their hands. So I don't typically offer that, but that is another option for you in finding a main focus, a home base to your meditation. Most of you who have experience have a place you typically go to, maybe your abdomen, your breath in your nose, wherever it is. And if you're new, you can try out the different areas I mentioned. And just let yourself settle on something. They all work equally well. Noticing our breath, breath after breath. Noticing the sounds, sound after sound, or even some shifting sensations in your body. This is your home base, that which you always return to. And then what happens for most people is our attention wanders. planning, remembering, imagining, and so on. This does not mean that you're doing anything wrong. It just means that our minds are doing what minds do. They think, they ruminate, they plan. So there'll be a moment where you notice that. You can say a soft word, like thinking or wandering, and then redirect attention back to your home base. And you just keep doing that again and again. Coming back, getting lost, coming back, getting lost, coming back. And those of you with more experience know that you can explore other things when they become predominant. Coming back to your home base whenever you wish. For some of us, resting in the natural awareness that's already here is also an option. Let's go into silence and practice together in this way. We'll continue meditating, but shift to this visioning. So think about something in this world that you want to be different. And of course, there are many things, but just see if there's something that really comes up in your mind that is, maybe it's your particular issue that you care about passionately. You might have more than one thing come up, but just pick one for now. So maybe it's the environment or racial justice or healing from this pandemic, or what is your particular thing you care about so much? And as you let it come to mind and you think about the state of things, notice how you feel. And just let whatever is here be here, and it may be grief or anger, fear. So not to dismiss this or put it aside, but just to give us a sense of possibility. What would it be like if this issue got corrected, got righted? The people banded together to make change happen? That healing happened. And as I say these words, just let your imagination run. Like, what would happen? What would the world look like if we all came together to take care of the climate issues? If economic and social justice measures were put in place so that everyone had complete access? That the world no longer had bigotry and violence, poverty. That humans and animals were cared for. And each were given a sense of respect and love and all they needed to grow in health and to thrive. And just as you imagine the future, the positive future, you might be noticing a part of you that says, oh, no, this is not possible. And just to kind of put that thought aside and allow that future vision to grow and step it up, like one more step more powerful than you just imagined. What would that look like? What would the world be like? And maybe more ideas or more issues come into mind, and you can let your mind run. Like, what would it be? What would the world be like if things were beautifully, beautifully emerging in the future? And notice how you're feeling as you imagine this. Notice how you're feeling and breathe and sense this world with clean air, shared resources, end of violence to all peoples. And now ask yourself this question: what is my role in this? What is my role in making this vision come to pass? And notice what emerges. And it's okay if what comes up is, oh, there's nothing I can do. So just to say, I hear you. Let's just consider the possibility that without dreaming, without vision, there's no guide for us. We have to cultivate this capacity to see the world differently and then work towards that vision. Let's take a breath and feel our bodies present here. Notice if there's some sense of a direction. There may or may not be. And feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So this is using the power of meditation to expand our thinking and what is possible. And it doesn't, of course, mean that's going to happen or happen right away. But without a vision, where do we go? It's just all vague. We want to get specific. And maybe there's a role that you might play. So just a couple of announcements before I end. The first is that they're periodically changing the link to this meditation. So either sign up in advance or show up on the Hammer website about 2 hours in advance, within 2 hours to get the link, but preferably to sign up. Next week I won't be here. Allison Pimentel will be here and I'll be back the following week. And I still have room in a 3-day retreat I'm leading starting June 24th, exploring all these aspects of meditation. So you can go to our website if you're interested in that. And now what I'm going to do, they're going to close with a final slide. And we'll just give it a few minutes for, not a few minutes, like about 30 seconds for people to leave, who want to leave. But if you'd like to stay because you want to chat a little bit, I'm happy to stay on and either chat through the chat box or in the video chat. And you can unmute yourself if you want to talk. Okay, but it's great to be with all of you. And I'll see you in 2 weeks, but we'll be here in 1 week.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.